Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 15th day of November 2023. See, I know it's the 15th day of November because tomorrow's the 16th day. That happened that way last year and it'll probably happen that way next year, but the 16th day of November is my wife and I's 55th wedding anniversary. And so, happy anniversary, hon, already. And tonight, way back yonder, way back in the phone booth, Pastor's Mighty Men are back there. You've got Frank, you've got Randy, and you've got Matt. They're manning those telephones, folks, ready to go into action. And here we're going to hear a cackle from you-know-who.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. All right. That's little Lisa. Not a guy behind the glass cage. We keep him in that glass cage. He's powerful. He's powerful. None other than Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Pastor, and happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Well, thank you very much. Then he's a legend. He's a legend way out there. He's the backroads preacher. None other then the parson, Pastor Joe Larson. Are you there, Joe?
The infamous one, I take it.
Yeah.
And congratulations, and your wife, knowing you as well as I do, your wife deserves a medal, some kind of national medal for putting up with you all that time.
Yeah.
You have been blessed.
Yeah.
You chose well.
I got to say, it definitely has not been the easiest life to be my wife, and I gotta say that. But listen, I've done my best for her. I've loved her as much as I can, and I've done all of these years. Okay, 55 years. Besides that, Joe, we were engaged 5 years before that, so we've been together for 60 years.
Wow!
And
it took you that long to make up your mind?
Well, we had some things like the surface, like the military and things that got in between us.
Yeah, but you think life got in the way. I know.
Yeah, life got in the way. But no, it didn't take me long at all to make up my mind. But anyhow, we better get in. But you know what? Before we get going, I just have a burden to pray again and ask the people around the country out there to join us in prayer. You know, Joe, one of the things that this radio program, I hope one of the things that we are successful at doing, and I know we have been over the years of exposing the child sex trafficking, the child trafficking. I know because of some of the programs we've done, the bad people had to run to the shadows. but I just feel a burden. And I'm asking the folks out there across the country, remember, if you only realized, if every one of you realized that how much power there is in prayer, you wouldn't hesitate for an instant. If you realize, see, I know, okay? But if you knew what I know, you wouldn't realize, and some of you do, and that's why you do join me in prayer. And so if you do that, let's pray, for because there's children out there right now that need to be rescued tonight. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold these children up all over the world, and here, right here in the United States, where, Lord, our government, Lord, is the biggest purveyor of human trafficking, thanks to Joe Biden and the Communist Party out there, Obama, who is running these things, that in this shadow government that we have. So, Lord God, I just would pray, Father God, Lord, that you would use mighty angels, Lord God, that you would use your people here, the bold and the righteous, and Father God, and they would go in, and they would go into the darkness and destroy the darkness, and that those innocent children, Lord, might be set free, Father God, that you would be a protector and a provider and a comforter to those children, Father God. We know, Lord, how as we get closer and closer to the rapture of the church and you're coming back, we know that the tribulation is going to get worse and worse. The darkness is going to get worse and worse. And thanks to Joe Biden and Mariakas and all of those that have been bringing all of these children in, all these young children have been raped time and time again, Lord, over and over, because of the wickedness and the evil. And the, we know that there's this just hunger for the innocent flesh of innocent children within the Democratic Communist Party in this country. We know that it's flush. The leadership is flush with pedophilia. And so, Lord, we just would ask that you would come against that, whatever it takes, Lord, to bring those bloody people to repentance. And if they refuse to repent, Lord, we would ask that you would remove them. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I would like to just remind the listeners, we're not talking about hundreds. We're talking thousands of children, and that's just in this country. We're one of the world's largest purveyors of...
We're actually talking hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands, if you look at it that way, yes, of missing, exploited children.
All right, Joe, let's get in.
People just want to cover that one up and don't want to look at it. It's too ugly, so it's easy to bury your head and ignore. And we aren't going to let that happen.
You know that we'll go after it with a vengeance. Whenever we get whatever information we can get, we'll go after them.
Amen. And we'll continue to pray and talk about it. And hopefully more and more people will start being aware and asking questions and voting some good people into office that will do more to stop this.
Well, Joe, here's the thing. You know, this is why tactical civics is so important. This is why we keep doing tactical civics, is because our government is, we don't have a government anymore. There is no longer government of the people, by the people, for the people. Those actual millions of federal workers, and now we have millions of federal workers, okay, out there today. They no longer feel that they're servants of the people. They feel that we, the people, are their servants. And
we're too stupid. We need them. They're not capable of governing ourselves.
Right. And so we need to, again, the people need to take the government back, the country. See, we're supposed to be we, the people, in government of the people, by the people, for the people. And this is why tactical civics is so important. And I know last night at the Tea Party meeting, there was standing room only as we showed that film, Police State. People understand where we're heading. And the dark state, you know, we see that the money, the bloody money that has gone to the heads of the FBI, the CIA, the IRS, and these people are all bought and paid for, okay? And this is why they fear Trump, because Trump knows where they're all at now. And this is why they fear him. These black-robed prostitutes, these George Soros whores that are out there in these courts out there that are so corrupt, like this Engerin, is Arthur Engeron there. Just in New York. Just unbelievable. What this guy is so corrupt. Just unbelievable how corrupt these people are. But anyhow, so that's what we have to do. We have to take our country back, Joe. And so right now, though, we got to get into the message. And so we're going to remember the title of the message.
Making your salvation sure.
Let me ask you this. Is there anything that has ever meant as much to anyone as whether making your salvation sure?
No.
So
that is a definite positive no. There is nothing else in this world more important. You may not believe it, but you will. I guarantee you, whether you're in heaven or hell, you will believe.
So there's no one walking around out there today, nowhere walking around without knowing that the time will come when the only thing that will matter to them is their personal standing with the Lord Jesus.
Amen. It won't matter if you have, multi-billionaire, all your money, all your power on earth will not buy you one minute out of hell.
Joe, this is Pledge Week, third day. We haven't had a phone ringing yet, so I've got to say, we've got one. Wendy Wilson, our own Wendy Wilson, pledges $352. Thank you, Wendy Wilson. All right, wow. The phone lines are now open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We've got to see the things lighten up now. The phone lines are now open at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All right, let's...
And I want to remind everyone that 281-1110 is our credit card line. The 881-281-1110, if you want to use a credit card and make your pledge and donation at the same time, use that line.
Tell them how they could just, if they want to just send us a check, tell them how they can do it, Joe.
Well, real easy. Our address is WRWL Ministries, or just WRWL, at 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, that's Sperry Road, City of Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. One more time. WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you're driving down the road and go, I can't write it down, just go to WRWL.org. You can donate right there online, and the address and all the other information you need is right there.
And I want to remind the folks, too, we have the Bible Answer book, the Little Red Book. They call it the Little Red Book, available for it. But you have to ask for it. See, folks, we won't send it to you unless you ask for it. That's available for a donation of $25 or more. You can get, but if you got to ask for the Bible Answer book, and we will send that book to you. It is, it's the best, next to the Bible, it's the best thing we have to send you, right, Joe?
If we could afford it, we'd love to send one to everybody, but being a nonprofit and unregistered church, we can only do so much. Well, we try and give...
We have sent out thousands of them already, though.
Yeah.
Bob and Lori in Michigan, pledge of 75. Thank you, Bob and Lori in Michigan. Thank you, Joe. We got to get to the scripture. Let's start in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31.
Okay,
let's take it a verse at a time, so go ahead, Joe.
For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, and there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
All right, so now, what sin is he talking about? Because he's not talking about stealing and lying and killing. He's talking about a specific sin here. What is that specific sin?
Oh, a specific one would be... not being obedient, or not coming together to worship.
No, it's the deliberate rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's referring to here. So if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Okay. I gotcha. It's not his people. Okay.
Okay, now, gotcha. The knowledge of Jesus said he is the way, he is the truth.
Truth and the life.
And the life, right now. And so once you received the fact that Jesus Christ became a sacrifice for the sins of the world, took your place because you're a sinner upon that cross, and he took your sins upon him, and if you deny that, once you know that and you understand that and you reject that, well, you're in trouble. And that's what you call the unforgivable sin.
Unforgivable. Now, I get those two mixed up. Unforgivable.
Right. The unpardonable sin and the unforgivable sin are two different sins, and many, many people get them mixed up. And so the unpardonable sin was done by the nation of Israel national. It was a national sin by the national leaders, and that was blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. They were saying that Jesus was doing the miracles and things that he did by the power of Beelzebub, okay, which is the devil, Lord of the Flies. And so now, here, but you see, now Jesus said that would, this sin, the unpardonable sin, would not be forgiven the nation of Israel in this world or the world to come. And that word there, aeon, means age. It referred to two specific dispensation periods. One, the fifth dispensation, which they were in, the time of the law.
Right.
Or the dispensation, or the church age, the church age.
Sixth dispensation. Now, when you say it was the leaders' rejection of him, not the crucifixion, but the outrage.
No, it was the leaders' blaspheming of the Holy Spirit.
Blaspheming, okay.
Okay, so now that's the, but it, see, it'll be forgiven them during the tribulation period, where true Israel will enter then into the millennial kingdom. And so the unforgivable sin is realizing that Jesus Christ took your place upon that cross and you rejected it. You rejected his sacrifice.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, read the next verse.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries.
Well, I guess we know what that is, right? All right. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses.
Witnesses.
How much more sore punishment suppose you shall be thought worthy of, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord again. Well, you know, that, Joe, was first said, if we go back to, all the way back to Deuteronomy. I believe that was in Deuteronomy 17, 6. And so here, he goes on to say, for we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. That's being quoted there. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. Deuteronomy 32, I remember in verses 35. Also, it goes on to say this. In this we hear, out of Luke 12:5, right? It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Okay, and so, it doesn't get any clearer than that, does it?
That is a pretty frightening thing. I would think that should get most people's attention, but you have to read the word before you can take it to heart, before you can be afraid of something, right?
Yeah, well, we know over in Psalm 2, what does it say? It makes it pretty clear okay, to kiss the sun when his anger is kindled just a little bit. Okay?
A little bit. Less,
right.
Yeah.
All right. John in West Park pledged 50. Thank you, John. And Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Betty. The phones are open right now. We got to hear from you tonight. 888-281-1110. That's especially the credit card. Or 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And so, folks, the phone lines are open, so give us a call. And we're waiting for your call. Well, Joe, we can't start. When we go from here into Romans, Romans, Joe, is going to take a while because there is so much in Romans that, well, we can start on Romans and I'll just pick it up wherever we leave off. But Romans chapter 1, here today you have a growing amount of anti-Semitism. Now, here on what is called the Christian right, we're seeing divisions. We're seeing divisions both on the right and on the left today. On the right, there are those out there that are the vast majority of those on the right, and talk radio and social media support the nation of Israel. But there are some that... And these are people that we've dealt with for a long time, like the Health Ranger, Alex Jones, and some others that are leaning towards, they're not really supporting Hamas, but they are supporting the Palestinians, okay? And there is some justification for that, okay? But the vast majority of us understand. And we know that there, on both sides, there's propaganda. We know on both sides there's propaganda. And we know a lot of what is being happening, you know, about putting baking babies in ovens and that. We don't know. We haven't seen proof of that. From what I understand, there are some that have said, yes, they've seen the evidence. And so with us, what we have to do because of today, because we know there's so much propaganda out there, we have to just strictly hold to what God's Word, the Bible, says. We know that Israel is a very, very corrupt nation, just like America, but we know she's always been a stiff-necked people. But we also know that God has said, and he's referring to true Israel, those that bless Israel, the Lord will bless, and those that curse. We know God keeps his word, doesn't he?
Always.
Okay, so we
understand. Do anything but keep his word.
And we understand this, and some of the best people in the world are Palestinian Christians. I met some of those Palestinians. They're some of the great, good, very good people. But the problem is, over there, they're not in charge. They're the ones that they're persecuted. Hamas is running that. This is why none of the other Arab nations will take the Palestinians in. It's because of Hamas. And so...
Because you can't, it's kind of hard to distinguish Hamas from a Palestinian, and wolves in sheep's clothing, these people deceive, lie, use their own people as hostages, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, without the clothing and the dressing, it's hard to tell a lot of the Palestinians from the Israelis.
Yeah, exactly, okay. Even that too, yeah.
So with that, it's too late for us to get into Romans 1 now tonight, because this we're going to do the entire chapter 11.
I know, it was 11.
And this 11. Really has a lot of content. So what we're going to do is go to the break, and we'll be back right after this.
His home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion
was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Whoa, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992. When they murdered Vickie Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. When they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege, whoa now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. Our voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, whoa now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege.
All righty, and we know corruption is reigning in government, folks. Absolutely. See, this is why, as I spoke at the Tea Party meeting last night, and I told the folks, look, if we, the people, the church, the body of Jesus Christ in America, the Christian Patriot Movement, if we're going to have any justice, if we're going to receive any, we're going to have to provide it. Because the government now is no longer our government. It's no longer government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's government oppressing the people. The communists have gotten in, and they have virtually taken over. And we, the people of the United States of America, we've got to take our country back. And folks, I'm telling you, some of you are saying, well, Pastor, we think it's too late. Well, it might be. Even if it is too late, we are still... We are under orders. We are under marching orders by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings to fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross and to go ahead and take this country back. So there you go. Now, Joe, I wanted to say this. Our nurse, Elaine Connolly, our sister Elaine, she is not able to be with us here tonight. She's had some health problems, and so... She asked me if we would make this announcement for her. Ohio Freedom Action Network, South of 60, it's called South of 60 Initiative, and that's the website is S60, the letter N, small case, 30.com. Now, again, this website is the letter S, capital letter S, the number 60, small case letter N, and that is the letter 3, the letter 0.com. The initiative is a recruitment and guided learning program for people ages 30 to 60 to spread the message of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the state of Ohio. A call to people who love America but do not like what is happening in our communities, state, and the country. The grassroots conservative community in Ohio is coming together in a coordinated, united, focused, effective voter bloc that can no longer be ignored. It is time to take the next steps to solidify a durable, multi-generational growth movement. The initiative is to awaken the individuals ages 30 to 60 to the Ohio Freedom Movement and provide them with ways to participate, given their busy lives with careers and families and activity. So we want to activate more Ohioans by using the GFI Connect app, the GFI, to unite, communicate, organize, and educate them while striving for constant improvement in their life and society, knowledge, and skills. We do see more and more of the pro-life activities coming together. But now, our dear old buddy, Coach Dave Dobemeyer, wrote an article, Joe. He says the ballot box is broken. He said, if this nation is ever to return to honest elections, there are three things that must happen, and they must happen soon. Joe, here in Ohio, you have 88 counties. And out of that 88 counties, 13 of them went for pro-death on issue one. 13 of them went for the Antichrist, the curse on issue one. 13 out of 88. But that 13 out of 88, they won, but they really didn't win. Here, Coach makes some very, very good points. We have to one day. Election day must once again become election day. Joe, how long have we been saying that?
A long time, ever since they started trying to change it.
So the left uses discrimination once again. They always pull the race card as a thumb on the scales of our elections. George W. Bush called it the soft bigotry of law expectations. The idea that some people, especially inner city folks, don't have the ability to get to the polls on election day. Well, I'll bet you they got the identification to pick up the free cheese or whatever government handout is out there.
Exactly. They can get to the protests. They can get to the riots. They can get to the food banks. They can get anywhere they need to, just like the rest of us can get where we need to. I've got some neighbors that are disabled, and people volunteer to help drive them, not only to vote, but other things if they need help getting to a doctor, things like that. I mean, the world, it's like telling the people in the certain parts of the city, you're different, you're helpless, you can't take care of yourself, you have no neighbors that care about you. It's really should be insulting to any community in this nation, especially a lot of those black Christian churches. I'm sure there's people willing to drive people to vote just as easy as they would drive them to the hospital or doctor.
Joe, in the 2020 election, what percentage of people voted in person, went to the polls in person?
2020, I don't remember.
I do. 31%. 31%. 69% of the people never went to the polls. No, Joe, it was the mail-in ballots. And well, Joe,
which is the curse that's the easiest way to cheat an election that they've been able to come up with.
When you have over 1,000 mail-in ballots using the very same, different names, but using the very same home address, it's got to be a huge house, Joe.
I'd say that was a gigantic house. That'd be like an apartment building, but they would all have a set. I've heard in New York, there's some buildings that have two zip codes. They have so many apartments, they're so big, they have two zip codes in one building. So that tells me if you have 1,000 with the same address, there's something terribly wrong.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but, you know, there's a lot of people, I guess they put cemetery plots as residential areas now.
Cause we had in Missouri, we had people in the middle of the Mississippi River and all kinds of strange things. There were people that lived in the middle of a stockyard, and it was amazing the things that popped up in some elections I remember years ago when Bill Fetter was running for Congress.
All righty, we got to go to the, let's see, we have Anonymous in Ohio. He pledged $380. Thank you, Anonymous. All right, the numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. One more time. See, I got to say, you know, here's what happens. See, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got six squares here. Actually, they're rectangles on the computer. And when calls come up, they light up. And then I know that I can look all the way past the one studio through the glass, past the other studio. And then I can see the guys picking up the phones in there. So that's what I'm doing, Joe. I'm waiting to see this light up. And that way I'll know the phone's ringing. So if they'll call right now and pledge. Say, look, I want to keep you on the same station I'm listening to you right now on. I want to keep you on that station, Pastor. And that's why I'm going to give us a call at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Right now, we need about 4,800. We're about 4,800 short of our goal for tonight. So there's where we're at. We got to hear from you, folks. So there you go. Now, let me see. Oh, here. I got to tell you this, Joe. You know, like, when you go to war, Joe, if you're going to war and your enemy holds up a white flag and says, peace, let's take a pause here. I want to continue this war with you, but I'm out of ammo, so I need to borrow some ammo from you, some bullets, so I can. Joe, I wouldn't give them any because, like, if I go to war, I would want to win the war, right?
Exactly.
No, but see, that's not Joe Obama Biden. No, sir. No, Joe Obama Biden. What could go wrong? The Biden regime considers giving Iran another $10 billion.
Dollars, yep.
Yes, now you see, if Joe Biden is really supporting Israel, like he says to all the papers, do you think that he can prove supporting? He's already given billions and billions to Iran to supply weapons with Hamas to fight and kill people, both Americans and Israelis. But now he wants to give them a $10 billion more. He doesn't understand why people are upset about it. Do you?
Yeah, I understand why I'm upset about it. I don't understand Biden. I do know what's going on. The Trump administration had allowed Iraq to import electricity and gas from Iran, but only on the condition that the payments were kept in a escrow account in Baghdad. And then, you know, Biden wants to release that money that is held in that account and says it would allow Iraq to move more than $10 billion outside, and that would allow Tehran to draw on those funds. And, of course, it was for its government budget and humanitarian needs. Well, if the country's gone broke and the people are starving and they have needs, it's because they've taken the money that they did have and put into weapons and arms and rockets for Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and you know, all the different subgroups they have. So all this is going to do is help replenish the Iranians with more money. And I don't know if all of it would go to terrorism, but the vast majority, like they've always done, will go to promote because they believe their religion must conquer the world. And this is what people don't understand. Iran believes that Islam must rule the world, and the Jews and Christians and their God are standing in the way of Islamic rule of the world.
So then what you're telling me, is because of the Hamas and what Iran believes, is that if they will not accept it. We will not accept Sharia law. We will not accept the teachings of Islam. And under that, you either have to accept it or...
And be a slave.
Or die, right?
Right. You have two choices, be a slave or die.
So now let me ask you that.
Be converted and be a follower.
Are those the kind of people you can live with peacefully? I don't think so. Now, listen to this, Joe.
If I told you that you had to join this cult that I have, you have three choices. You either join my cult, follow me, be totally obedient to me, or you have to be my slave, or I'm going to kill you and your family. I don't think you'd want to have much to do with me. I don't think there's much room in there for negotiation, is there?
No, but listen to this, because this is amazing. Some of those on the left, some of those Democratic congressmen and senators actually say, hey, we think that giving money and aid to our enemies to kill us isn't good. We think it's bad. Can you believe that they would that's a smart thing. When did they start coming up with using logic, Joe?
Well, there's a few smart people up there. But I go back to something we've told before. I want to repeat again to the listeners because you hear three things. You know?
Before you do that, I got to say Marine in Ohio pledges 100. Carla in Texas pledges 50. Joe in New York pledges 50. And I got to give that numbers out. The numbers are 888-281-1110. Again, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. All righty. We got to hear from you.
All right. A couple of things I just need to remind everybody. All through the Islamic states, they kill sodomites. So over here, what do you have? You have the LGBT and all these people supporting Hamas and what they did, and yet these are the very people that they would be the first to be killed. Second is you hear all the time, every time I look at a story, the occupation of Gaza, the Israel turned over control of Gaza totally to the Palestinian people in 2005. There has been no occupation, no Israeli troops in there. And what did the Palestinians do? Did they set up a nice government? Did they start taking this beautiful coast and turning it into resorts and hotels and beachfront and, you know, draw in tourists and make money? No, they built 300 miles of tunnels, stockpiled, you know, hundreds of thousands of munitions and rockets. And then going back, you had... Bill Clinton, during his administration, Bill Ross was his negotiator, sat down and negotiated a peace deal with Yasser Arafat and the Jews. And the deal was that the Palestinians would get all of Gaza, half of the West Bank, half of Jerusalem, which is half of Israel. And Arafat, there was a little condition that Israel had the right to exist, and that had to be signed that the Palestinians agreed that Israel had the right to exist. And Arafat turned to Ross and said, I can't sign this. No deal. And everybody thought, what do you want? You got half of Israel. It can't give more than half of what it has. And at the end of the meeting, he reached over and whispered, if I sign this, it's my death warrant. They'll murder me tomorrow. Because they do not want a two-state solution. They've never wanted a two-state solution. Their chant says it all, from the river to the sea, you know, meaning they want every Jew either killed or driven into the sea. If they survive the sea, they can swim and go somewhere else, but Jews are not allowed anywhere in that land, and that is why this will never be settled. There will never be a two-state solution. One side or the other has got to win physically, period. There is no other option. And so you hear all these idiots talking about a two-state solution. You got one side who wants nothing but the death and destruction of Israel. There's no compromise. They were given the best deal that they could ever have. It was rejected. And, you know, now it's going to be the strongest will survive and rule that nation. Period.
All right. You have an unholy alliance. We've talked about this for now. and it was been growing. Now people are starting to realize between the Antichrist, the Communist Party, and radical Islam. And again, they have a saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Is my friend.
And they've come together, and the idea is, you know, they realize that, you know, their war is against Christians and Jews. Their war is against Christians and Jews. So they realize if they should possibly ever win that war, then they would have to turn on each other. Okay. Remember, under communism, Lenin said it, and he made it very clear that the revolution must always continue. Every new government must be toppled by another. This is communism. It's the Antichrist system. God is not the author of confusion.
Of violence, death, and shedding of innocent blood, which is Antichrist, right?
Right. All right. Now, Donald in New Hampshire pledges 50. Thank you. Now, Joe, did you know that just as New Hampshire is the money laundering capital of America, the Ukraine, and we said it before the first Russian bullet was fired into Ukraine and vice versa, we were telling you that Putin is absolutely right when he was talking about the money laundering in Ukraine from those on the West. He was telling the truth about the money laundering, and we have a whole list of those here in this country. You know that John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, even some of the Republicans also all had their hands full of bloody cash in the Ukraine. When we started sending all these arms over there, we told you right from the beginning, right from day one, look, all of these arms, all of this equipment, a lot of it is going to be sold right on the black market. It's never going to go to where it's supposed to be going, this and that. Well, we were right. Now, Ukrainian lawmaker Dubinsky was imprisoned for 60 days and charged with treason for misinformation. Now, it is sanctioned by the divulging proof of Burisma corruption. That's right, Burisma corruption. So it seemed just a play on Kiev's shadow civil war, but it turns out that there's also the Burisma corruption involved. The Ukrainian lawmaker charged with treason for misinformation has remained in detention for 60 days as the story unfolds, and we get a better notion of who Oleksandra Dubinsky is. It turns out the whole story involves Joe and Hunter Biden, Donald Trump, and Rudy Giuliani. And so initial information was that Dubinsky was in hot water for his recent comments on the chaotic situation in the country, the unchecked corruption by Volodymyr Zelensky's circle. He wrote that the real president was the head of the president's office, Andriy Yermak, who went to Washington to gain authorization to ditch Commander-in-Chief Valery Zaluzhny, currently involved in a power play with Zelensky. Well, Joe, the bottom line was they came out and they said, look, he said, everybody's stealing. I mean, it's nothing but everybody's stealing from everybody here. And that's the way it was. And, you know, he came out and he dropped a dime. So there was a government official. We read a list a while back, and I think we sent that list in. I'm pretty sure we sent it in one of our newsletters. And by the way, folks, the newsletters will be coming out. They'll be coming out this week. So look for your newsletter out there. But we sent that information out there. So all of this stuff that NBC, ABC, CBS, they want to keep from you, that Joe Biden does not want you to understand. You get that in our newsletters. We send it out there. You can make copies of it. You can hand out copies to friends, because we always have people say, could you send me that article? No, get on the newsletter list and you'll get those articles. And so there you go.
A lot of them, yeah.
Absolutely. Well,
we highly recommend it. And all you have to do is just let the office know, or when you send in a donation, make sure you have your name, address, and phone number, and just put down you want to be on the newsletter list. We do not give out lists to anybody. Nobody will know you're a recipient of the newsletter. We don't share information. So it's between you and God, right?
Right. We will not give it out, and we would never, ever do that. And so, in fact, folks out there, it doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost you anything. And I just realized today we just got a huge increase in our mailing today. That's another story. So, but anyhow, we and as far as the cost of what I'm talking about, the cost of mailing. So, folks, get the newsletter. It's very informative. Make copies. Share it with people. This is your way. Remember, you know, we said we must push hard back against tyranny. This is one way you can help to push hard back against tyranny. This is why they want us off the air so bad. So, go ahead. Secret Services FO Freedom of Information Act documents reveal DNA, Joe, was found and preserved in White House cocaine probe, contrary to prior claims.
Right,
the Secret Service may end up destroying the evidence. Why do you think they would destroy the evidence, Joe, on the cocaine and all the drugs found down in the White House? Who do you suppose could be? You know, I think he should appoint. He should appoint Hunter as drug czar, shouldn't he?
Sure, that would be perfect. He knows more about the drugs than most people. But I mean, I'm so, it's got to. We have to kind of laugh at it. Our government's gotten so corrupt. The Justice Department, the FBI, it is so totally, totally sad. But there's some good news. Trump is going to remain on the Michigan ballot. The judge rejected the 14th Amendment challenge on his eligibility. And now that makes Minnesota dismissed a lawsuit to block his candidacy this week. And they swatted down a similar move in New Hampshire. So,
what about Colorado?
Well, three states tried to block, and three states have failed, and I think it's still under consideration. Maybe I've missed that, but I think it's pending.
Well, I think they found so much corruption there in Colorado.
Well, they have, but it said, according to the article, currently pending is a decision out of a Colorado lawsuit, and same thing, they filed it under the 14th Amendment violation, blah, blah. And Trump was never convicted of sedition. In fact, he was tried and found innocent of sedition. So they're trying to prove that he committed sedition, but we had an impeachment trial proved he was innocent. So they're just everything they can to cheat, everything they can to lie.
Alrighty. It happened again in Dallas County, Texas. The ESS, that's the Express Poll Books, added hundreds and hundreds of checked-in voters on their own in real time as polls close. So all of a sudden, Joe, they just went and added all these voters. And what percentage do you think all those added voters would be for Democrats?
I'll bet it's about 90% of all the checked-in votes are Democrat.
As the polls were getting ready to close for November 8th, 2020 election poll workers in Dallas County, or their 2022 election poll workers in Dallas County, noticed that their e-poll books were adding hundreds of unchecked-in voters at a time. This took place sporadically for about 15 minutes, with all of the devices settling on inflated numbers. Who would have ever thought, huh, Joe?
Who would have thunk, right? It sounds like some story we've heard before, doesn't it?
Yep.
Familiar?
The Gateway Pundit received an exclusive video showing that it happened again in Dallas County on November 7th election. As polls were getting ready to close, poll workers noticed that the ESS Express poll...
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.